Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. So, a couple of things. First of all, this is Wilhelmina's favorite Sunday. Except Easter. Oh, and Christmas. Oh, and Pentecost. She really likes Pentecost. Anyway, she decided, since it was Good Shepherd Sunday, that she should be able to hang out with me. So here she is, and you be a good sheep, okay? Okay. She knows the shepherd's voice. She knows her good shepherd. So I've had over time some requests for doing some teaching. So I thought this morning that's what I would do. And in the, I think I've shared with you that there's a meditation or a reading during the 50 days that's put out by Forward Movement that publishes Forward Day by Day. And this last few days, they published a FYI and insight and so forth into Mary Magdalene. And I was so moved and touched by it, I thought I would share that with you all this morning. We all have heard of Mary Magdalene. We know that she was the first woman, or on the list of the women, who came to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Of course, it depends whether she was first or she was just a part of a group, depending on which gospel you read. This woman has been significantly misunderstood over time. She's been misrepresented, and she's captured imagination and anger from all types of people, Christian and otherwise. So who was she? And that question is important, I think, because I have to ask, who are we? What is our identity? And to say to you that who we are, how we identify ourselves, and how others identify us is significant and important. She was in strong relationship with Jesus and the apostles, and there's many ways that she's been confused and even vilified over time. At the time of the writing of the biblical texts, it was not acceptable or usual for women to hold authority and places of leadership. But we are very clear that that is indeed what Mary did. She definitely was a leader. In the writings of a gentleman whose name is Reginald Fuller, he's one of the great sort of Episcopal preachers of this century. He said that the one thing that proved to anyone that wanted to know that the Bible and the story of Jesus was true was the fact that in spite of the male-oriented writings of the Bible, that the women are held up as the first to declare the resurrection. That was such a powerful thing that no one could overlook it. No man could say, well, they were over there, and I was over here. I'm not berating men. This is just the context of the historical thing. Mary was a woman, and she was cured of 7 demons. And she followed Jesus and she with the preaching and teaching and his healing ministry. In chapter 8 in Luke, it says, Jesus was accompanied by the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and illnesses. Mary, known as the woman of Magdala, who had been possessed by 7 evil spirits, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's agent, Susanna, and many others who used to look after his comfort from their resources. She had been cured, and she came from the town of Magdala. And she was a follower of Jesus, and she gave not just her time and her talent, but she also helped to with her resources, it says. Now, I'm not sure what that means exactly, but I would guess that it would be food and drink and assistance and money to get them where they needed to go. So one of the questions that comes up is, when I think about this, is, well, what do I do? How do I act to provide for Jesus, to propagate the story of Jesus in our time? What do I do? Mary is named, a woman from Magdala. And this is significant because so many of the important people in the Bible remain unnamed. We've talked about that a little bit. So there are a couple of things that people think about where Mary's name came from or why she was named that. One of them is a geographic context because there's a town that was called Magdala, and it was in Galilee, and it was on the Sea of Galilee, and this was where she was from. So she was Mary of Magdala. We are St. Francis of Mannequin Sabbath. You get the idea. The other thought is that this was a nickname that was given to her. And this supposes that the name is more about the meaning and personality of that place, of Magdala, rather than the actual geographic place. We see examples of Jesus giving nicknames to his followers, Peter the Rock, and so forth. John called Boanerges, which means son of thunder. Also, the meaning of the word itself, Magdalene and Magdala, are derived from a root Hebrew word, Migdal, which means tower, stronghold, fortress. And some people suggest that Mary was named Magdala because it described her character and her physical appearance. She was tall, forthright, and fierce in her strength. St. Jerome wrote, Mary of Magdala received the epithet fortified with towers because her earnestness and strength of faith and was because of her earnestness and strength of faith, and she was privileged to see the rising Christ first before even the apostles. So names matter. Names are significant. Nicknames are significant. And this particular person's name and nickname are important to our story of faith. She's a friend and she's a disciple, and she's a close member of Jesus' inner circle. She was the first who came to believe that the resurrection was true, and as I said, in some Gospels, she's the first to see the risen Christ. So I invite you today to kind of spend some time with this woman and who she was as a disciple of Jesus, and who she is as an example to us of how we can, and I hate to use the word should, but how we should honor and follow Jesus with our love, our resources, our time. Everything that we have belongs to God. Yes, even you, Wilhelmina. So what is your given name? What is your nickname? How do these names shape you and identify you? How does it describe your spirit? Now, here's the thing. If God were to give you a nickname, what would it be? I give credit to Four Day by Day's writers for this information. And I invite you to think about your name, who you are, and what God's nickname for you might be. Amen.